The idea that you control your destiny. The idea that even if perhaps you're feeling a little overwhelmed or a little confused, there is absolutely nothing wrong with you taking the time to step back, assess your facts, see where you are short and need some more help, see if, you know, analyze whether you're moving in a direction that's making sense for you. If there was ever a time to take risk, this is a good time for that. And welcome back to the Bridging the Divide podcast. I'm your host, Rolando Bonilla. You know, today I figured I'd do something a little different, given the volume of questions that I get. And thank you for doing that, by the way. You've made this process even more enjoyable for me. It's nice to know that we're truly going on your journey together. But one of the questions that I keep running into is, we can't ignore the current state of the world or the country. Today's podcast isn't intended to be a political statement. Today's podcast is a reminder to all of you that are starting your businesses, that whether it's the current economic political situation or whether it's another one, our reality as business owners doesn't change. Every day is chaotic. Every day can feel a little lost. You have responsibilities to tend to, whether it's yourself, your business partners, your team members. These things don't change. And so today I wanted to do more of a temperature check, let you know that we are a community of folks who are focused on creating jobs, collectively strengthening the economy. I think that as we go through these exercises, it's better for us to look at the more specific level in terms of what's happening in our business world and to look at the wins, right? Look at the wins. Look at how far you've come. In these moments that feel a little difficult or more difficult, depending on what industry you're in, it's important to look at your wins. It's important to assess how far you've come. And it's also important to use this time to assess where it is you want to go. Sometimes the tougher the situation, the more opportunity there is if you give yourself the time and the space to actually assess your facts. You know, are your products selling as well as you expected them to sell? Who are they selling to? Is your marketing plan working? Does your business plan need adjustments? Are you able to develop a pipeline of customers if you're, for example, in the financial services business? These times where things feel difficult, I like to say from my own experience, are really just an opportunity to step back and see if I can reset. But I recognize that it's not that easy, that sometimes these moments feel really, really overwhelming. And so what I've always done is I've taken the time to look back and assess at my wins. I look at how far I've come. I look at where I was when I first started. I look at where I was when I had no employees. I look at where I was when, you know, I was begging for the day to have the type of problems I have today. And the reason I do that is that for as much as you hear, and I talk about it too, that business is about, you know, toughing it out, you know, moving forward regardless of what happens. Yeah, that's true. But sometimes you need to kind of feed your soul a little bit and give yourself that confidence of recognizing that you've come a long way and you didn't get this far to just stop here. So one of the things I've been telling a lot of business owners that I've been meeting throughout the country has been, you have to be as tough as you are on yourself. You have to give yourself a little bit of grace. Because yes, there are a multitude of factors out there that you cannot control. You cannot control national policy. You cannot control very often state and local policy. You just can't control these things. But what you can control is how you react to them. What you can control is your mindset. You know, for me, you know, my company started right on the end of the 2007-08 recession when, you know, mortgages were upside down. And at that time, starting a company, many said to me, just was not a good idea. It's not a good idea. You know, the interest rates are high. You know, people aren't wanting to buy things. This is a time for me to go out and get a job. Nothing wrong with that. I had a very different outlook. My outlook was, if I'm able to build the framework of the company and I'm able to survive during this very difficult economic climate, then what happens is that when the economy is strong, I will be in a stronger position to receive those opportunities. Because rather than waiting for things to get better, where you see kind of a mass influx of everyone getting into this space. So we've all seen it. When Google went public, everyone wanted to buy Google stock. Bitcoin, Ether, this, that, you know, real estate flipping. We've all seen it. When there's a trend and things feel up, everyone's trying to do the exact same thing. And reality is very often a small few actually succeed. And it's typically the small few that got there before it was a trend. So for me, my attitude was, oh, well, I mean, statistically speaking, I'm a small business. I'm more than likely to fail. So what I got to lose? Instead, what I did is I spent that time building the framework, putting in the infrastructure, identifying my products. I remember I went from having about 10 to narrowing it down to about 3. Identifying who actually wants to do business with me. And then as I continued progressing and the overall world economy started changing, I was in a stronger position by which to receive those opportunities, better serve my customers. And candidly, by the time there was a rush to what I did when things were better, I was already pretty dominant in that market space. Another example is 2020 when the world shut down. Obviously couldn't control that. None of us could. It happened. The world shut down. There was an understanding within my company that this could be very problematic. I wasn't the only one. I talked to a lot of business owners, and that was a real concern for many. Yeah. Our organizational outlook was this. We ended up hiring up. We ended up building out a specific video unit for the company, and we ended up, our commitment was this. As a team, we talked. We were either going to come out of COVID stronger as a company, or we were actually going to just sit there and die. Obviously, sitting there and dying was never a choice for me. But at the end, what ended up happening is we ended up coming out of it stronger, better. Actually, we have had a lot of success, so much success with that wing ended up growing and really turning into its own entity within the company. And so what I love about that is, you know, my mindset has always been that as difficult as the moment is, there's nothing I can't figure out. And it's not because I have this arrogance that I'm the smartest guy in the room. Quite the opposite. I recognize a lot of my shortcomings. And for those of you that know me, you know I got a lot of them. But the reality of it is I don't have a problem asking for help. This moment, for those of you that are feeling a little overwhelmed, is a great opportunity for you to reach out for help. Are there mentors or prospective mentors that you have not reached out to for some advice? Now would be a good time to start for a simple reason. You're going to hear someone that's been through it. You're going to hear someone that understands your point of view. And you're going to hear from someone that by virtue of taking the time to talk to you is also investing in you and telling you that your idea has a lot of prospect to it. So don't give up. The other thing I would do is I would take this time to study. Right? Are there things within my company that I don't understand? Are there markets that I don't understand? Who are the players in it? Are there books on it? Are there biographies? Are you reading the Wall Street Journal, Financial Times? Are you taking that time to do your homework? Again, it may be chaotic right now, but it doesn't change the fact that only you can control how much better you get by the type of content you're consuming. And of course, watch this podcast. It'll help you tremendously. But it'll give you the space to get better. Are you taking the time to, you know, recharge your batteries? Are you taking the time to spend it with friends, family? That's important right now, too. You need a purpose. You need to be reminded why it is that you started this in the first place. What familial, you know, barriers you're trying to overcome and forever change. These times that feel overwhelming for so many, in my experience, have been opportunities to get stronger, to get better, to make yourself tougher. What's the old saying? You know, smooth seas don't make strong captains. I don't know. You get my point. The rougher the ocean, the better the captain, only because the captain understands how to navigate the toughest of the toughest. That's the way you have to see yourself right now. You have to see yourself as someone who is on a journey to get better, to get stronger. You know, very similar to going to the gym. If you went to the gym for a minute a day, ate McDonald's every day, and I do love me my Big Mac, so I can't judge. But if you took that time and you treated it that way, you're not going to get better. But if you know that you are going to spend a couple hours in the gym and you're going to hold yourself to a positive, clean eating process lifestyle, you're going to get better. It takes time. So I think today has been really about a temperature check. I want to make sure you're okay. I want to make sure I'm here to remind you that as bad as things may feel to some of you, the best really is yet to come, right? It all comes down to you. And that's such an empowering thing. The idea that you control your destiny. The idea that even if perhaps you're feeling a little overwhelmed or a little confused, there is absolutely nothing wrong with you taking the time to step back, assess your facts, see where you are short and need some more help, see if, you know, analyze whether you're moving in a direction that's making sense for you. If there was ever a time to take risk, this is a good time for that. You know, very often in business, it's not the initial position of the company, but the actual pivot. And most often those pivots come from pressures controlled by markets that force those companies to make those shifts. So I'm here to tell you, I'm rooting for you. I'm here to tell you, it's okay to take a deep breath. It's okay to take this time to do some homework. It's okay to take this time to spend time with friends and family. It's okay to do those things, because the key is for you to not let go of the driver's seat here in the steering wheel. Keep your boat moving. As difficult as things are, keep your boat moving, because the last thing you want is to let go of the captain's wheel and then finally things get better from your point of view, but you're no longer ready to receive those opportunities. In fact, you're farther behind and you're going to get eaten up alive by people who never let go of that steering wheel because they did take the time to breathe. They did take the time to do the homework. They did take the time to assess their facts. And that's where you want to be. So I'm wishing you the very best. And remember, as business owners, whether it's good times, whether it's bad times, whatever your perception of the world is, it doesn't really matter. Our perception is always we have to work 27 hours a day, 19 days a week. All right. Good to see everyone. See you next week.